You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with James Skolnick, founder and CEO of Rentobo, a free online rental management tool specifically designed for rental owners and managers with fewer than 20 units. James, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So first of all, tell us, what is Rentobo and how does it work?
So as you mentioned, Rentobo is a rental management website for landlords and property managers of all sizes. But more specifically, we help landlords market their rental listings all over the internet so they can find as many tenant leads as possible with the least possible amount of effort. And then we help them vet those potential tenants with online applications and automatic credit and background screening. And just to clarify a little further, when I say landlords and managers of all sizes, or when we say fewer than 20 units, what we're really talking about is people who own often an investment property on the side, sometimes five, but it surprises a lot of people to learn that it's actually more than two-thirds of all the rentals in the United States are owned by people who own five or fewer units in total. So for all the big REITs, you know, residential funds out there, it's really just regular mom-and-pop landlords that own most of the rentals in the United States. And I'd be surprised if more than a few of your listeners don't fall into this category of folks who own a rental property on the side. And so Rentobo is designed with the ease of use of a consumer product. That's been our focus from day one, to help these folks who are not necessarily rental professionals or doing this as a full-time business to manage their rentals as efficiently and to be able to really pick up these extra revenue streams for their lives for managing an investment rental on the side.
And how would this be different than the rental sites already out there, say Zillow, for instance?
I'm glad you asked that. So a site like Zillow is focused primarily on helping renters find a property. And it may seem like a small distinction initially, but what that really means is that Zillow is differentiating itself by trying to have as many listings as possible and as many listings that don't appear on other search sites if possible. So if a landlord goes online and lists their rental on Zillow, it's only going to be on Zillow because it's in Zillow's interest to keep control of those listings. Rentobo, on the other hand, is focused squarely on providing the best possible service to the rental owners and managers. And so if they go online and they list their property with Rentobo, what we actually do is then turn around and syndicate, push that information out to as many of the top rental search sites as possible. So this includes sites like Zillow and Trulia, and as well as Craigslist, and also social media sites like Twitter and Facebook. So landlords come to us as a one-stop shop. We help them create the most attractive possible listing, and then because we work for the landlord and we don't have an interest in pulling tenants to our site specifically, we push that listing information out to all of the major search sites so that landlord can reach as many renters as possible. Because let's be honest, at the end of the day, the landlord doesn't care what site the renter finds their listing on. They just want tenant leads so they can rent their property. And it's also, as compared to other tools for rental management out there, our primary differentiator is this focus on consumer-level ease of use. So we're trying to get a product that services those two-thirds of landlords who really can't work with a full-time professional management tool because it's not their full-time job.
How much does this cost for a landlord or property manager to use this tool?
So the tool is 100% free to landlords and property managers. We collect a modest application fee if the landlord chooses to use our automatic credit and background screening, but we collect it directly from the renter. So if you think sort of about the dynamics of a typical property rental, You see an apartment you like, you want to go rent it, you're asked to fill out an application and pay an application fee. That flow is very much the same with Rentobo, the only difference being that instead of the landlord collecting that application fee and applying it towards the cost of managing the application process and the credit and background screening, we collect that directly and we automatically handle all of those tasks for the landlord. So if you're the landlord, you sign up for free, you enter your listing information, and you enable screening, and then when a tenant comes along and applies for your apartment with no additional work, you get an email notification and a link to view their entire rental application, an automatic complete credit report with score, as well as a background search for criminal records or prior eviction records. So it really doesn't get any easier than that for the landlord. We're talking in contrast to what people do today, where you're taking a paper application, you're re-entering data entry, all that information to be able to produce a report, and then sort of cobbling this set of paper information together. We've thrown that all out the window. With Rentobo, you just get an email notification, everything's ready for you, and it's free, 100% free.
Awesome. Today we're joined by James Skolnick, founder and CEO of Rentobo, a free online rental management tool specifically designed for rental owners and managers with fewer than 20 units, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. James, did you come up with this idea, or how did Rentobo come to fruition?
So I did, and I would say, almost 100% driven from conversations with small landlords, exactly the type of folks that we're talking about using the product. So I knew I wanted to start a business at the intersection of technology and real estate. I'm a technology background myself, and I grew up, I was sort of the black sheep in my family. Everyone else worked in some capacity or another in real estate. And I was struck by how slow this industry is to adopt technology on the whole. And in particular, I looked at myself and many of my friends who are renters themselves and realized how few people had access to modern electronic conveniences when dealing with their rental. And I started talking to landlords and property managers to try and figure out why that is. So he said, you know, this is the internet age. Surely the technology must exist to eliminate all this paper and automate many of these processes that seem like they should be so automatable. I mean, I've never seen, this is essentially the biggest industry in every country, certainly in the United States, is real estate. And in many ways, it operates the same way as it did 20 years ago in the Stone Age. And we started looking into why that was. And our primary learning, our fundamental thesis, is that the products that were available in this space today simply weren't easy enough to use for the majority of folks who actually own rentals in the United States. I come back to that two-thirds figure a lot, but when you're talking about people who aren't doing this on a full-time basis, you have to be able to offer them a service that they can just pick up and use with no training. And the internet is full of such services, but not for real estate rental management. And so that was sort of the inspiration. We started from the very early days talking to potential users and seeing, you know, what are the points where automation could really save your everyday landlord the most amount of work. And we started with marketing, saying, okay, so this is crazy. If I'm a landlord and I want to reach renters on 10 different search sites, I have to go around and post my listing to 10 different search sites. That doesn't seem like it makes sense. So we built a marketing tool that lets them enter their information once, blast it out to all of the major search sites on the internet. From there, we looked at the next piece. We said applications and screening. There's duplicate data entry. There's paper forms. There's filing. Security is a concern. You're talking about, if I'm a rental owner, I've got a stack of papers with people's social security numbers in them that I've got to shred. It's just, none of it added up. And so we said, hey, this is something technology can make better. We can build this technology, and the rest is history. We've just been going from there ever since.
I would be curious if this is available everywhere in the United States, and if so, is it also available globally?
So it's available everywhere in the United States. It is not currently available outside of the United States, largely because the credit background record systems in use in the United States that we use for our automated applications and screening aren't applicable. I do believe it has broad potential to be used in a number of different countries, really any country that has a rental dynamic similar to the United States. So we've looked at some, but I think we have a lot of work ahead of us just to deliver the best possible product and most complete possible product to our users in this country before we start turning our attention to global options.
Lastly, what would you say has been some of the most difficult challenges as an entrepreneur to overcome?
You know, I would say the very most difficult challenge was getting to that first version, getting that first version of the product out. And so it's figuring out what kind of company you're going to be, what type of image you're going to present to yourself, where do you draw the line that this is enough to launch my first version. It's a battle, and you know, every day you ask yourself, am I an entrepreneur, am I a business owner, or am I just some guy with an idea that's working by myself? But once you cross that threshold, you get that first version of the product out, and you see your first user on the site, or if it's a brick-and-mortar business in the store, you know, there's no feeling quite like that. So I would say that's the single greatest challenge, is getting to that point of opening, of launching, of seeing your first user through, because it's a battle. It's a climb every moment until that point. But once you see it and you know it's real, you realize it's all worth it, and it gives you that incentive and encouragement to just keep working to grow and build and deliver as good a product as possible.
Certainly appreciate that insight there. And how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Rentobo online and what they can expect by visiting there?
Absolutely. So to learn more or to sign up for a free account, just visit us at www.rentobo.com. And that's R-E-N-T-O-B-O. And as well, you are also able to request a demo or give us a call from our contact information on the site. We love to hear from users or potential users, and we're always looking for ways to make the site better, so please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a tip for our entrepreneurs listening in?
Say, keep your head up, stay determined. It's a rocky road, and there'll be exciting moments, and there'll be pitfalls. And I think the biggest trait of successful entrepreneurs is an ability to just stay productive and stay on track through the roller coaster of emotions that it is to start a business. So you'll have highs and you'll have lows. And when you have those lows, just remember what you're working for. Remember why you believe in your product and just keep at it.
Well, James, thanks for that tip, and certainly do appreciate your coming out to be with us. Certainly impressive what you've created here with Rentobo, and certainly wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks again, Eric. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with James Skolnick, founder and CEO of Rentobo, a free online rental management tool specifically designed for rental owners and managers with fewer than 20 units. And once again, the website of reference is rentobo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.